And welcome back to Goodbye Procrastination, Hello Productivity. I am a guest on the show today, Jonah Newell, and you are joined by your normal host, Haley Newell, her co-host, Ava Garvan, and the most special guest we've ever had, Logan.
And Opie.
How was that for an intro?
It was pretty good.
Thank you.
So,
in this episode, we're going to be talking about school routines, since the next 9 months of your life might stink. How can you make the best out of the worst time of your life?
Exactly.
Beautiful way of putting that.
Would you like to keep going, or you want me to take over?
I would very much like to keep going.
Okay, go ahead.
One of the things that...
Wait, we forgot about how was your week, and what did you do?
How was everybody's weeks?
We have to ask one person.
Haley.
No.
How was your week?
My week was good. Yeah, it was pretty good. We are going to get into how you feel about starting school, but honestly, it's not been bad for me. It's just been like a little overwhelming because I haven't really gotten into the flow of things yet, but it hasn't been bad. So yeah, that was basically my week.
Okay, Ava, how was your week?
It was good. It was a good week.
Okay, Logan. You can say bad. You can say bad if you want.
Yeah, you can say bad.
It was good, except for school. School was okay. That's just mainly boredom.
I can agree with that.
Yeah, for sure.
Now, the reason I'm a guest on this show is because I am far from the most productive person ever.
Very far.
If I was, I wouldn't be giving this podcast. But I do have a few tips that, personally, I'm procrastinating to put into practice, but might help
okay.
you. One of the first ones you can start with is making morning routine. Plan out your day from the time you eat breakfast to the time you get done with school.
No, from the time you wake up to the time you get done with school.
Haley, shut up.
Well, whatever.
I'm just kidding. Same thing.
Okay, well, I also have something to say. If you make to-do list either the night before or in the morning, it'll help out your day. So then you know exactly what you have to get done for the rest of the day. And that way you can, you know, you'll know exactly what to do. Right, Jonah?
That is a very good suggestion. Also, when you are in the middle of your torture of the day, make sure that you keep a good, positive mind about the situation, even though, you know, it might not be the most favorable thing. You can find good in every situation if you look hard enough. So look as hard as you need to find the good, and take plenty of breaks. It's going to help you a lot, and you're going to be more productive in the long run.
We have to let the Garbans talk, so go ahead.
Hey, you're not supposed to say people's last name.
Oh,
wait, what do I think about...
Like making a set routine and making, like, a to-do list so then you know exactly what you need to get done?
I love to-do lists, and I've already formed a routine within the, like, 2 days we've been doing school. I get up early, I have some coffee, and I sit on the couch with Dad for, like, an hour watching mountain biking or rock climbing videos, and then I do school and service, and... Boom shakalaka. Beautiful.
Yeah, I actually the first like these past 2 days I haven't been feeling very good. Like my head and throat have been hurting, so I haven't been getting up super early, like 8 o'clock. But on like the first day of school, I got up at like 6:45, I think. So I should get better at that.
Okay, now I have a question for you, Ava. What time do you wake up in the morning?
7:30,
and you spend an hour watching mountain biking videos or rock climbing videos.
Wait, no, 7. So, because I watch mountain biking videos for an hour, so it's like 8.
That sounds like an awesome morning routine that I may or may not start doing.
Yeah, it's great.
Logan, what's your morning routine?
Wake up at 8:30, do school until, like, 11. That's my morning routine.
No. His morning routine is Dad yells, kindly wakes him up at first. Like, bud, please get up. And then, like, half an hour goes by, and then Dad stands on top of the steps, yells, Logan, get up! And then he, like, gets up and, yeah.
Puts his fan
on his face and just sits cool. He's a little battery. It's great.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Logan gets yelled at a lot in the mornings.
Haley, what is... Never mind, I don't
want to
know about your...
Oh, well, my morning routine... Well, the first day of school... it's going to take a while. The first day of school, I wasn't feeling bad, like throat hurting or head hurting or anything, so I woke up at 6:45. Then I took a walk, and then I came back. I did school, and then I made some matcha, and then I... and then I finished school. Yeah, that's it.
Well, that sounds like a pretty productive morning routine. Did you?
Yeah.
Was there any sort of fun in your day?
Well, the matcha part was very fun.
Was it fun to make, though, or was it just enjoyable to drink?
It was more just enjoyable to dream. To drink.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
My morning routine is kind of lazy. I wake up at 7:30.
Really? I thought you always woke up like at like 9.
No, I wake up at 7:30 and I do Bible reading.
Wow.
You don't see him until 9.
You just don't see You just don't see me until like 8. And then, you know, 8, I come out of my room and eat breakfast. Mm-hmm. Which usually is just something.
Oh, yeah, I forgot eating breakfast. Of course, I always eat breakfast because, you know.
I make coffee before I beg Haley to make me coffee.
Yes. And matcha. He's been into matcha, too. I got him hooked on it.
I spend, like, an hour finishing my schoolwork because it's really that easy. Then I do service.
So far.
Then I do nothing. Then I go to work.
And do nothing again.
Pretty much. Back. Then I come back and do nothing again.
When do you come back?
6.
So he works from 3 to 6.
Yeah.
Mm. Not too bad.
Well, what's...
When you start your, like...
Tech center?
Not high school. The college course thing.
Tech center? That's Monday.
Uh-huh. Big deal.
So then you'll have a new morning routine.
Yeah, but it'll still be better than yours.
I go for a walk. Thank you very much. And
you go for a walk in the morning?
Yes!
Why don't you take Lily?
Because that's your job.
Why don't you
could take
Lily?
Me so you could save me.
And I don't want her to be barking.
Okay,
in the morning.
Part of being productive is being a nice person. So all you have to do, take the leash, quietly get Lily.
But she'll bark.
Take her out. Okay, nobody cares, Haley. It's
okay,
like
fine.
8:00.
Okay, I will. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Ugh. I know. And last time was like 7.
Okay, quietly.
So.
Literally, nobody cares.
So Does anyone have, like, a hard time waking up? Like, always tired, and then when they start school or whatever, like, they can barely start because they're really tired?
Why do you think I drink 3 cups of coffee?
I'm tired in the morning, but, like, I'm a pretty happy morning person.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like I'm in a good mood when I wake up. Like, I'm also be tired, but, like, I'm in a good mood. It's not like I can't talk. Like, you know, some people are like, oh, my gosh, don't talk to me before, like, after 2 hours that I wake up and I have my coffee, I'm not.
Yeah, me either.
I can get up and be fine.
But,
Jonah's that old coffee from this morning.
It's from this morning. It's not that old.
And he's drinking it. So,
Now, for a few words from our sponsor. Mount Mincense. Smell like the man you are. Your sweat and flannel. Smell like a hockey player's car.
Okay. For more info, call 911.
So, now we're going to be talking about how to make our mornings more productive.
You forgot to say welcome back.
So if you feel like really tired in the morning, I would say like go outside and get some exercise or dip your face in cold water so that you're woken up.
Or do
I did this morning.
Or like or take a nice bath, which not really or take a cold shower. But also you should stay hydrated in the morning, because when you're dehydrated, your head will be hurting and you won't be feeling very good. And especially you should do that because while you're doing school, you want to feel like you don't want your head to be hurting and stuff, just so then you can concentrate better. And yeah, so drink like lemon water in the morning. And Ava?
Or matcha.
Yeah, matcha. Ugh, matcha is so good.
Or just water.
Be quiet. Yep.
Or iced quiet. Coffee. Or hot coffee. Just drink something in the morning so then you're not dehydrated. Okay. Next topic.
I mean, anything with caffeine dehydrates you. I'm pretty sure I heard that somewhere.
Yeah, so don't drink caffeine, I guess. Okay, next topic is how we're going to stay on track during the school year. And I need someone else to talk to because I feel like I'm talking.
Okay.
Staying
on track. I have a beautiful bi-subject notebook, and I label all of my classes. Going in. You gotta go. Anyways. And I label them, and then, you know how, like, they take, like, week? Anyways, I just write down everything I have for that class for that week, and then I check it off when I'm done, so. Sorry.
I have a to-do list that I write down all the important things I have to do during the day.
Oh, work.
Yeah, right now it just says work. Yeah. So yeah, to-do lists really help, and also planners. So then you can like plan out your week and write down everything that you have to do on each day. I have a to-do list like sign in my room, and I've been using that for writing down what I have to do for school.
I just write on the walls.
It's been pretty helpful. Yeah. And another thing, our school gives us a daily like calendar of what we have to do every day. So that really helps too. But if your school doesn't, then I would say just make one so then you can stay on track. Yes, everyone?
Yes, I agree with that. Definitely make a to-do list no matter how it's written out. You can even email yourself your to-do list, so then it's just constantly bugging you.
Thank you, Jonah. You're Ava, welcome. Logan, anything to say about that? Do you guys make to-do lists?
Yeah, I agree.
I have a notepad.
I mean, to-do lists. I love to-do lists. I've always used to-do lists. Even if they're messy, you know.
Yeah, even if you just, like, jot something down on a piece of paper.
He doesn't do that ever, don't you, Logan? No.
Also, something that helps is making sure that where you are is clean.
Yeah.
Like, you know, if you're at home.
I was actually going to mention that, too.
If you're at home, vacuum the cracker crumbs off of your bed before
maybe you
school.
Should
before doing school in it, you know. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and like just make sure that your area is like clean overall, just because it'll like if you have like a bunch of stuff out, you'll feel so overwhelmed, and you just won't want to like I mean not like you want to do school anyway, but you'll just feel like so tired and so overwhelmed, and you won't want to do anything.
Yeah, and if your brother spills Mountain Dew on your pretty bed sheet with, you know, the little watercolor-looking flowers, make sure to make him clean it up so, you know, you feel clean while you're doing school in your bed.
And
just screw with us.
If you don't like the smell of your room, there's always Mountain Man incense. My favorite smell,
okay,
honestly, is Dirty Beard. I don't know about the rest of you, but...
All right, well, and also, I've heard that not to do, like, school in your bed just because... I'm sorry, I do that too, but I got, like, this little table, and I use that, so I think that's a little better than just doing it in your bed because... You sleep in your bed, and then you'll get the idea to sleep instead of doing school while you're in your bed.
Basically, what she's trying to say but can't say is don't lay down and do school at the same time.
Well, yeah, that too, but, like, just being in your bed, it can give you the idea of, well, okay, this is where I go to sleep, and this is where I will, and then you'll start feeling lazier.
If you ever feel like you're... lazy. A standing desk is a great option. So, if you've been living under a rock and you don't know what those are, they are desks that raise so that you can stand up, and that way your legs hurt and so does your brain.
Okay.
That's not really the point of a standing desk. No, I'm just saying, like go to a desk or somewhere that's like that you sit up at and like you have to. Yeah, you actually have to sit up and not just, like, lay down all the time. Like, I got a little table for my bed so then I can be sitting up at the same time. And I just, like, even doing school on the couch would be better just, so that you're not in your bed where you sleep. Yeah? Everyone agree with that?
Yeah, agreed.
I agree.
Sorry, the cat looks like it just died. I
feel
rolled back.
And that's a wrap.
I'm sorry, we were making sure that the cat wasn't dead.
There was some technical difficulties.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we were
technical difficulties.
We were kind of making sure that Ava's cat wasn't dead.
Everything's okay now, by the way, for
yeah.
those of you.
Yep, it's fine.
You can also sit in, like, a beer freezer.
You got it.
Oh yeah, that keeps you awake.
Oh yeah, that keeps you awake for sure.
Yeah. All the adults listening to this are gonna think we're like really bad children.
It's because we are.
We're not that bad of children.
No, we are not.
Total rebels.
Yeah, totally,
yeah,
Logan.
Sure.
You're totally
100% the worst.
Yeah. And then what about music? Do you guys listen to music or like podcasts?
I listen to Stash Pod Chronicles, the podcast. Yeah, I listen to music. I can't not listen to music while doing school.
Jonah?
Do you?
I will occasionally do the most modern thing you've ever seen and spin records.
What about you, Haley?
You know, Spotify is a great option too.
I do listen to music. I listen to music or podcasts or something. I'm so used to doing that makes me concentrate better. I don't know about anyone else. But if you try to do school with music and it makes you like not concentrate better, then don't do it just because then you'll flunk your
whole life.
Yeah. Well, it has to be upbeat. Well, no, it doesn't. It either has to be, like, super soothing or super upbeat.
Right, yeah.
But, in any case...
Ow!
And also, you should be... This is kind of, like, going along with what we just talked about, like, the... having a clean space to work in, but also, like, have stuff organized, because if you are on your desk and there's just, like, you open one drawer and it just... Pens, pencils, like sticky notes everywhere.
Desk?
A lot of people.
Whoa.
Anyway, so if it's just like stuff everywhere and junk, then like go through it and like you could like get some like
I'm sorry.
And
you just come up my back.
You could look like
that was Logan's fault. He made the pencil go up my back.
Oh my
god. Sorry.
Goodness.
Charlie.
Anyway, if you like go on Amazon and you find like drawer dividers, then you can put like pens, pencils, and sticky notes and stuff in every divider, just so that then it won't just be stuff everywhere. You understand? Guys, do you agree?
Yeah. Yes, I don't. I use coffee mugs.
Oh, yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah.
I have an old ripped shoebox.
But Jonah, that stuff is like cluttered in there. It's not like divided. Ow. He stabbed you with a tack. Okay, he did stab me. He lightly tapped me. Okay. And so is there anything else?
Have a great year.
If you have any animals, lock them away in a different bedroom so they don't, like, accidentally step on your keyboard.
Or so then they, like, don't accidentally look like they're dead and then you get all worried.
Lock all the small children in your house in a closet.
Sorry about that. I think that's it. I think we're going to conclude this podcast here.
That's all the time we got. Until next time.
It's not all the time we got, but, you know, it's I think we're done with all the topics that we had.
I think we can't have these kind of guests, you know?
What's wrong with these kind of guests?
Okay, they're really distracting, honestly.
We'll have our own podcast then.
Yeah, we're just trying to promote our business.
We'll get more views.
You don't have
guys.
A business.
Yes, we do.
Okay, Jonah has a podcast.
Incense. Mountain Man Incense.
Jonah, I'm going okay. to share your podcast.
That's all the time we got.
I'm sorry. You guys probably heard that. Okay. We're going to conclude the podcast here. I hope you guys enjoyed. If you did, please follow us on Spotify. And, yeah, Ava and I will talk to you next week. I don't think these guys will.
If we can get to 20 views, me and Logan will be back.
Okay.
Yeah, 20 views.
Okay.
I'm going to tell people that. Your things are so special.
Okay, we'll talk to you guys next time. Bye, guys.